RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. Carrington here, Rob here. I would say congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5, but I don't know if many of you worked a 9-to-5 today. Rob, I always feel like this is the, hey, how does Carrington feel? What is Carrington thinking portion of the year? And so I wouldn't have to have a long conversation about it. I do want to play the Dave Helling for you guys. I am very, very happy. I am very, very energized to be here. I could not be happier with Rob and our relationship and the show and where I'm at and where I feel. I'm very, very happy. So I always like, oh, when are you going to, I don't have any interest in doing that. I have been offered plenty of chances to go do something else. And the answer a lot of times is no, I don't have much of an interest in even listening to the conversation. If Rob's not coming, I don't really have much of an interest in being there. And if Rob's going to continue this Darren Peterson, you know what? You've actually stopped that Darren Peterson is Kobe. It's kind of hard to call him Kobe when we realize he doesn't have the Mamba mentality. Maybe you can come if that's the case. But no, I'm good. We don't have to spend a whole lot of time. I don't have to give you guys some long stories today. I'm very, very happy. I am looking forward to 2026 and what we have planned on the show and continuing to put on the best show in the city. That is something that still motivates me very much every single day. All right, Rob, I want to play this Dave Helling. I know you got a shout out Baker University. Shout out to them for the last time in 2025. And we'll play a couple more stories before we get out of here.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Carrington, as you mentioned, for the final time in 2025, The Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment on private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
I just want to communicate that the plan was for us to keep working. The plan was for us to be here on Thursday, and the plan was for us to be here throughout the course of the week. The Chiefs are the ones that ruined the plan. They're the ones that ruined it. When the Chiefs were in it, oh, we were here every day. Well, I was. You were always. You're always off doing something. I've been here. Now, I mean, I've already started putting in my days for 2026. But yeah, no, I was locked in. We did not cause this. We did not do this. The drive had nothing to do with this. I want that out there. All right, I want to play this for you in the 5 o'clock hour. This was by far and away this is the only important thing that we did today on the show. We didn't do anything else important on the show today. We had Dave Helling of the Kansas City Star, and he is an excellent resource on the business side and the financials of the Truman Sports Complex and also the Star Bonds in Kansas. Our conversation with Dave started with, there is a 33-page term agreement sheet that you can read right now between the state of Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs. Dave Helling has read this agreement. What do you think?
Well, it's a pretty complicated document, and there's a pretty complicated mechanism for actually buying the land and building this stadium in Kansas. One of the things your listeners should know is that it's not final. The 33-page document says in the first couple of paragraphs, hey, we've still got details to work out. And until we work them out, this thing isn't finished. And then it proceeds to explain how the mechanisms will work. So that's an important thing to know, that they're still working on parts of this. And then the other things that I noticed were, of course, government ownership of the stadium. That means the Chiefs won't have to pay property taxes on that facility. And they're going to try and figure out a way not to pay property taxes on the facility in Olathe, the practice facility and headquarters. You know, the mechanism for star bonds, how that works, who will issue them and when. That was in the 30-page or is in the 33-page document. And then the other important thing your listeners should know, the cities and counties involved are also going to be asked to kick in some money as well from their sales taxes. That hasn't been finalized at all, and the agreement, the term sheet, outlines how that needs to still take place. And then, of course, just to finalize, it also had the famous, the now notorious district map, which showed who would be on the hook for these sales taxes to pay off the bonds. And it includes most, if not all, of Wyandotte County and about half of Johnson County. And I tweeted that out about an hour after the announcement, and it so far it has 730,000 views on Twitter. So people are interested in how this is going to work and how much money, if any, they're going to pay for.
You mentioned how in the first couple pages of this agreement, it says, hey, this deal is not final. I've seen some reporting that the state of Missouri could get back into this thing. Is there any reason to believe that Kansas and the Chiefs won't finalize this deal and that the Chiefs won't be in Wyandotte County in 2031?
No. Now, the Chiefs in Wyandotte County, that's a separate issue, in part because there could always be construction delays or financing delays. Although, to be frank, it's hard to imagine the Chiefs going back to Jackson County and saying, hey, we're leaving, but we need another couple of years at Arrowhead to make it work. But I don't think there's any possibility at all that Missouri would get back into the discussions for an extension on that side of state line. In the first place, they're furious about what has happened, and the state of Missouri particularly is going to be angry about it. And second, it's just impossible, really, for Missouri to match what Kansas has done for the teams. So I think that, you know, they're going to spend the next couple of months negotiating the details. And then once that's over and they get a final document that describes all the conditions, then the Chiefs will buy or lease the land over on the Wyandotte County side. They'll transfer it to the government entity that will be created to oversee all of this, and then we'll be off and running. So I don't think that Missourians should take some solace in the idea that it isn't finished yet. It's just very, very hard to see how Missouri would come up with anything matching Kansas, or that, you know, Kansas would backtrack having made this announcement.
A lot of people have commented on this being a bad deal for the state. And my open yesterday was, this is the agreement that American cities have made to have NFL teams. And people can be mad and frustrated about it. But if you want the Chiefs, if you want the Royals, if you want to have professional sports in your city, it largely requires you to kind of reach one of these agreements with the team in order to have it. So I understand if the terms don't seem super favorable to the state of Kansas, but I also don't think that Kansas has a lot of leverage in this situation. You have an opportunity to have an NFL team. You are the smallest state that would have an NFL team. You are going to have to give up a substantial amount of money to take them away from Missouri.
Yeah, I think all of that is true. And I would add one other thing. I think that there is a case to be made for this agreement, Carrington. It's too bad that Governor Laura Kelly and the Chiefs don't know how to make that case, because they've said things like, oh, it's no tax increase, and which is silly. But the case is that Jackson County and Missourians broadly and Kansas Cityans have carried the freight for two professional sports franchises for half a century, almost by themselves. And it is probably time for Kansas to pick up the burden of at least one of those franchises, maybe for the next 30 or 40 years. I mean, Kansans, who of course enjoy the Royals and Chiefs, have been getting off scot-free really, for Scot-free is an exaggeration, but they certainly haven't paid as much as Jackson Countyans and Kansas Cityans and Missourians for those teams since, you know, the 1970s. So the case is that it's Kansas' turn. And I wrote a column the day after the vote failed in April of 24, saying maybe it was time for the Chiefs to look at Kansas for that exact reason. So you're exactly right, though, to say that this is the price of poker, particularly in cities like Kansas City or Minneapolis or Cleveland or Indianapolis or some of the middle cities in professional sports leagues. You know, Los Angeles can support a couple of stadiums or have people wealthy enough to build them out of their own pockets. But that just isn't the case here. So that's the case for it. Now, is this the best deal Kansas could have gotten? We'll have to wait for that judgment. I mean, because it's so hard to know what the Chiefs would have settled for in the end. They're going to get every dime they can get, and they got a lot of dimes, let me tell you, in this deal. So we'll have to see how that shakes out, how the bonds are issued, whether the cities and counties join in participating in the bond setup, how the stadium is built. One of the things I tweeted about today, and this is an interesting wrinkle that I haven't seen reported on, is, as you know, in Jackson County, Jackson Countyans get preference for playoff tickets and season tickets and for the Royals, too. That preference is written into the current lease. But we've heard no talk about that in Wyandotte County or Johnson County. So my guess is that goes on the table as well, whether there will be some sort of ticket preference for those residents because of their support. But the case for me has been that Kansas has basically been a free rider for a long time. And you can make the case that this agreement finally puts them on the hook for some of the cost of having the pro franchises that we both enjoy.
Dave, I want to go back to something you said. You called it silly, where the governor is saying that this is not a tax increase. Why did you use the term silly?
Well, because, first of all, it's foregoing future tax revenues for at least 20 years. Now, just think for a minute how much money that involves and how that money might be used in Kansas in another way. And that has to be made up somehow. You know, if you said, I've used this analogy before, but if you said, hey, I'm Kansas, I figured out a way to buy cotton candy for every person in America without raising taxes, your first reaction would be, well, isn't there something better to spend it on than cotton candy, even without a tax increase? So the tax part of it is less important than the spending part of it, which will be easily, when you include interest, $3 billion by the time it's over. That is a lot of money coming from the pockets of taxpayers, even if there's not a tax increase involved. Remember, the April 2024 vote also did not include a tax increase for the Chiefs and Royals. It just extended an existing tax. And there was a great debate at the time whether that meant a tax increase or not. But the more fundamental thing is public spending for a stadium, for a sports franchise. That's what we need to focus on, and not whether there is some accounting trick to make it look like there's no cost to citizens when there clearly is.
I still firmly believe if the Royals at spring training come to the people of Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County with a solid and clear vision for downtown baseball, I think people would rally around it, especially now after knowing that the Chiefs are going to move. You want to keep one of the teams on this side of state line. I think you could really capture people's imagination. But you're right. At almost every single turn, it felt like the Royals just tripped over themselves and couldn't accurately communicate what their vision is. They now have had 2 years to think about this thing. The next time that they talk to the Kansas City public and the next time they talk to Jackson County, if they have all their ducks in a row, I still firmly believe that people will support their vision.
Yeah, I agree with that. And trust me, there were conversations had 2 years ago with officials in the Chiefs and the Royals organizations telling them they had to be more transparent about what they were doing. And for whatever reason, they just weren't. That's not how politics works in any city in America in the 2020s. you have to be upfront and clear with the public, or they'll just say no. And it's exactly what happened in 2024. And I've been disappointed, frankly, with the lack of transparency since then. But I think there's still a chance for the Royals to do something special. And I do think Missouri will be potentially very aggressive in trying to keep the team on the Missouri side. Having said that, I think Laura Kelly missed a real opportunity at the announcement for the Chiefs to say, in essence, this is it. We're not going to bid for the Royals anymore. This really is far out on the limb as we want to get, and the Royals should make their deal with Missouri. That would cut the cost to Missourians and maybe ease some of the hurt feelings that people now have about the way this was handled. And, as you know, the opposition to the Kansas site for the Royals is growing daily from residences and business owners at 119th and Knoll who are saying, we just don't want a big baseball stadium in this location. So she didn't do that, and I think that was a missed opportunity. But I think by the way, the informal deadline for reaching a deal with the Royals for star bonds is tomorrow, December 31st. Now, that's an informal deadline, but it's the deadline the Chiefs faced as well. So if we don't hear anything today or tomorrow about the Royals going to Kansas, it's possible that any deal in Kansas will be off the table anyway. So I think Missouri is still very much in the running for the Royals. I've said for a long time, I still like the East Village site. I think that the need to attract East Side residents to baseball games is important. One of the sites I talked about, which has never been really examined to a great degree, is over by Lowe's Hotel and the Performing Arts Center near the West Side, where, we have so many Latino players now on the Royals, that would help draw a Latino audience. But you are hearing 18th and Vine. You do hear Washington Square Park, north of the river. All of those seem pretty valid opportunities. Just quickly, your listeners should know, if the Royals stay in Missouri, the local government is required to participate in some way, some tax abatement, some participation in the package, unlike in Kansas, where local participation is optional. So there will likely be, if they stay in Missouri, another vote either in North Kansas City or Kansas City or Jackson County for the Royal Stadium. And if they're going to do that in April of next year, by the way, they have to get it on the ballot in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So the time frame is crunching, and we should know more about the baseball team within the next 2 to 3 weeks, it seems to me.
Dave, I always thought the East Village made the most sense for the Kansas City Royals. Why did that deal never come together? And I don't feel like it's ever really been discussed. It feels like right now we are arguing between three locations. 119th and Knoll, which I'm with you, I just don't think is a very good location for them. I'm not wild about the Clay County idea as well, but you could sell me on it. The vision for the Royals is downtown baseball. It has just always made the most sense, but I don't really feel like there's been a lot of traction there. What happened to the East Village idea?
Well, I'm retired now, Carrington, so my journalism is a little bit suspect on this part of the story. But what I was always told was that the East Village fell out of favor because the Royals, as you may know, talked a lot about a surrounding baseball village to the new stadium with hotels and restaurants and bars. And they were going to make some of their money from the development around the stadium. And it was my understanding that the Cordish Company, which runs the Power and Light District, was not real excited about having a competing entertainment district just 6 blocks away. That was also their concern about the Crossroads site, by the way, which is, we don't want to have more apartments and more hotels and more bars. Now, the Cordish people never confirmed that, but that was the understanding that circulated among the people I talked to, that it was opposition from Cordish early on that caused the Royals and the city to move away from the East Village site. I still think that's the best place to put it, frankly, but if they go downtown, but they're not listening to me very much.
Dave, I don't know if you're a gambling man. If you had to offer up a prediction, where do you think the Royals' future home is going to be?
Well, I think it's Missouri. I mean, if I'm not a gambling man, but if I had money to bet, I'd bet on Missouri. I think Missouri will be much more aggressive to put the agreement to paper with the Royals. And frankly, I think Kansas is less aggressive. I think Kansas always targeted the Chiefs. They just, for a lot of reasons, probably preferred pro football to pro baseball. You know, I think one of the discussions early on was to put the Royal Stadium out where the Chiefs, in essence, will go. And that, for whatever reason, fell off the radar. So I think it's more likely than not Missouri. I think it's going to be complicated to get there because there are a lot of financial tools that need to be ironed out and figured out before that happens. And the calendar is getting short. I mean, if you want to be out by 2031, which the Royals do, and next year is 2026, you're not going to have a lot of time to mess around before you have to put pen to paper and start laying bricks. So I think in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll see some clarity. I still think it's Missouri. If I had to guess, I think it's downtown Kansas City in the Jackson County area. But that seems less certain to me than the Clay County option. But I think the Royals are beginning to understand that if they want to build at 119th and Knoll, they're going to face some pretty serious opposition, a lukewarm state of Kansas, difficulty on that site. I just think there are more hurdles there than they've admitted.
I told Mayor Lucas this when he came on the show after the announcement. I think you saw a lot of this. Like, a lot of people are disappointed. And you know this as somebody who's covered politics and sports in this region for a long time. Like, people's identity is tied up into whether you grew up on the Missouri side or the Kansas side. Sure, we are all from one metro, but it's just different. And it's hard to explain it to people who are not from this area. If the Royals end up moving to Kansas too, people who are from Kansas City will be broken in a way that I'm not sure if the politicians fully understand. So to everything that you're saying, I think it now becomes imperative. If you are Mayor Quentin Lucas, this will be on your resume and there's nothing you will be able to do about it. But you have a chance to still salvage this thing and you have a chance to be the person who brought the Royals downtown. You were never going to do anything about the Chiefs, in my opinion. But if the Royals go to 119th and all, the people of Kansas City and Jackson County, they will be broken beyond repair, in my mind.
Well, that's pretty aggressive, Carrington, but it will be a severe blow. Now, whether Quentin Lucas bears the blame is an interesting question because, of course, the deals the teams have now are with the county, not the city. The city really isn't involved other than to send a couple of million dollars a year to the maintenance fund. But having said that, though, you're right on the politics of it. People will probably blame Quentin Lucas, certainly more than maybe Frank White, who they kicked out of office, or Phil Lavota. So I think I think the mayor will work hard to try and put a deal together. There are facilities and mechanisms that would allow it to happen. Missouri is at the table in terms of a significant financial package for the Royals, and the Royals have much more of an impact financially on a community than the Chiefs do. The Chiefs play 10 games a year. You know, the Royals play 81 games at their stadium. So that's more money for the bars and restaurants and hotels than the Chiefs could ever generate. The Chiefs, you know, about 800,000 people a year go to those games. That's about a third of how many attend the Royals in a good year. So when they play well. So I just think all the arrows point to downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I could be dead wrong. Have me on in 2 weeks, and I'll have to admit that I was way off base. But I think that seems to me more likely.
That was Dave Helling of the Kansas City Star. He joined us earlier today on the show to talk about the business side of the stadiums. Coming up on the other side, we'll go through some of my favorite news stories of the year. We're wrapping up 2025. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to play this for you. The mayor of Kansas City just met with, I actually don't know who he met with. I just saw the story online and was like, yeah, we should probably play it. Here's the mayor of Kansas City. His hope is to have the Royals downtown.
You know, obviously, if you look at Washington Square Park, you see a site that does not have some of the same challenges and opportunities as perhaps those that have been evaluated before. You have a footprint that does not take out any existing business. You have a footprint that already itself is largely tourism, entertainment related and focused. You have tens of thousands of parking spaces nearby.
I mean, this, you guys keep telling me how good this idea is. Then let's get it done. Rob, let's get it done then. If you're telling me how good this idea is, we're not going to take out any local existing business. It's going to be in downtown. There's great parking next to it. We'll get her done.
He also said there's an entertainment district right there already built in.
Yeah, what are we doing here then? Let's make it happen. All right, I'm going to play a couple audio pieces for you guys. This was our number one story of the year. This was not my favorite story of the year, because my favorite story of the year was the guy with the AI girlfriend. That was my favorite story of the year. But I put this up against anybody. There is not a radio show in America that covered the crisis in New Orleans more than this one.
I get this, including a local rideshare driver who tells us that he believes he gave a ride to one of those inmates, Litton Van Buren.
WDSU reporter Shay O'Connor is live from the jail with the message to other rideshare drivers. It's a story you'll see only on WDSU. Shay?
So I actually just spoke with that rideshare driver who tells me he's still in shock by what he saw and what he heard early yesterday morning during his last drive of the night. Take a listen. Now, picking up a man from a home on North Galvis in the Ninth Ward and bringing that person to Off Morrison in New Orleans East, he says the drive was booked by a woman. When the man entered the car, the driver tells me he tried to hide his face. He also recalls the man being on the phone with a woman who kept asking where he was in a panic. That driver tells me he was able to get a good look through his front mirror of the man who sat in his back seat. Today, that driver tells me the passenger was Linton Van Buren, one of those escaped inmates.
So you guys remember, was this back in May, Rob, when this happened? 10 people escaped a prison in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, it just, one of the bits of the story I will never, ever get over is that they caught one of the individuals 4 hours later in the French Quarter. The French Quarter is 8 minutes away from where this prison is located. 4 hours later, they caught you trying to get a hand grenade. He was underneath the car in the French Quarter. if you are escaped from prison, the last place I'm going is the touristy part of town. Then you remember it ended with homeboy whose girlfriend snitched on him. Remember that story, Rob? Remember the last guy? He evaded the police for about 3-4 months, and then he ended up getting an argument with his girl, and then his girl ended up turning him in for the reward money, allegedly. If there's one person I'm trying to keep happy, it's her. It sounds like she was the one out here paying for the Ubers. You're getting on it. You're getting an Uber. You're a wanted fugitive. You know, they're looking for you. Wasn't a whole lot of thought process in that scenario. Not at all. That was my favorite news story that we covered all year. I had some other ones. This was one.
Forget big weddings. Now it's the proposal that's breaking the bank. Couples are dropping serious cash just to pop the question, with some proposals now costing more than the honeymoon or even the ceremony itself. According to the New York Post, one man spent over $14,000, including a private rooftop setup. Another couple flew to Portugal, shelled out $17,000, complete with designer watches, drone footage, a luxury hotel. Experts say it's all about the wow moment and the Instagram likes to prove it, and is being driven by influencers. So what do you think about the pricey trend? Let us
No. You know, I'm serious, man. I can't imagine you're doing all of that for the wow and the Instagram likes. Why do you need the all 22 footage of you proposing? You needed drone footage, fireworks, $14,000. Whatever happened to real love and dedication? Whatever happened to taking her to the place that you guys went on your first date? And then you stop in the awkward, you get down on one knee and you tell her how much you care about her and how much you love her and how much you want to be with her. That's free 99. 14,000, take her to 1587. I mean, a meal for two might end up being $14,000. Rob, did they say it's all about the Instagram likes?
It did. And here's what I'm puzzled by.
Getting the all 22 footage for your engagement is crazy.
Now, maybe my life is unique. If that's possible.
How much did your engagement cost?
Less than that. but I'll tell you this. If you get engaged and you post on Instagram, we're engaged, and you're not getting likes because not enough wow factor, you have a you problem.
You're trying to go viral. You're not just trying to get your own personal friends to like it. No, not at all.
Like, I posted on Instagram. Most of my friends liked it. I wasn't looking for TMZ to pick it up. I'm not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm just regular. I'm not doing things for the Instagram likes.
They said it's about the wow. $14,000? Drone footage?
Also, I would tell you,
you paid $14,000 for an Instagram reel.
The person who went to Portugal, I would be sweating bullets. You know how many times people lose luggage? Imagine you lost the ring in
Portugal. That's the whole concept of Meet the Parents. Is he lost the engagement ring? Where'd you get engaged at?
My home?
David Booth Memorial Stadium. During a commercial break.
Section 25 at Allen.
During a commercial break. Hey, babe, like, I mean, are we going
to
do this?
Stadium was torn down at that point, so this went to work.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, you probably see more action at Allen Fieldhouse than Darren Peterson.
I still haven't seen Darren Peterson play at Allen Fieldhouse.
That's not funny. I'm sorry.
I got a great view of him using the Theragun, though.
You're telling me that I've seen Michael Porter in Mizzou Arena more than you've seen Darren Peterson play? Now, I didn't see a whole lot of Michael Porter. I was at that Iowa State game. He made it through the first media timeout. But I've seen more Michael Porter Jr. than you've seen Darren Peterson?
Yeah, because hindsight 2020, I sold.
You should have went to that Green Bay game.
Green Bay game.
You should have been there.
It was a Monday at 7. I thought, I can't really make it. It's Green Bay. Who cares?
Yeah, you should have been there, man. All right, last story.
45% of men 18 to 24 have never asked a woman out in person. I think that no man wants to be that guy. One of the key things I think dads have to teach their sons is how to express romantic interest while making the other person feel safe. In addition, I hold big tech responsible for a lot of this. It used to be the sex cells. Now we found out, the algorithms found something better, rage and divisiveness.
Yes.
But they're trying to convince young men who have, quite frankly, less evolved prefrontal cortex, the gas on, gas off. But why go through the hassle of expressing friendship in the hierarchy of friends when you have Discord and Reddit? Why go through the hassle of putting on a tie, trying to navigate all of this when you think you can trade stocks or crypto on Coinbase or Robinhood? And why, Savannah, would you go through the the humiliation, the effort, and the cost of approaching a strange woman when you have lifelike porn.
Because that's the game. That's what we got to start teaching these young boys. That's the game. Going up to her and being like, hey, I think you're cute. What's your number? That's the game. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, who you think misses more work, Rob or Anthony Davis? Clearly, Rob. It's not, no question. It's undoubtedly Rob. Rob's already taken time off in January. When are you coming back? The 9th?
I mean, we'll see. Let's play it by ear.
We'll see.
A lot of play by ear situation.
We'll see.
Don't worry. Management's approved all my time off.
Yeah, your management.
They approve it quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
They have never said no to my request.
You just got to ask yourself, hey, do I want to take today off? Yes, I do.
Today feels like an off day. Management approves.
Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is our last segment of 2025. The plan really was for us to work through the week. And then the Chiefs, they just ruined the plan. To be completely frank with you, they ruined the plan. So we're off for the next couple of days. The next day that we will be back will be January 5th. We'll be going hard until the Super Bowl. And then, you know, everybody kind of starts taking time off after the Super Bowl. That's just kind of the way that this profession works. Rob, I do want to ask you this question because I don't think I will see you between now and then. Are you expecting Darren Peterson to play on Saturday? Because to me, Saturday is another one of those checkpoints. I feel like with him, we have created the, oh, well, he'll for sure play the Duke game. Oh, well, he won't miss conference games. Conference play in the Big 12 starts on Saturday. Do we think, are we expecting Darren Peterson to be at these games?
I can only speak for myself. I have no inside info, whatever. I think the first time he plays is the 10th or the 13th of January, which I believe is either West Virginia or Iowa State. I believe it's those two games. I don't know. Bill Self's phrasing at Hawk Talk was, you know, he's close. He looks pretty good, but he's immediate or might be some time. Makes me think UCF is one they don't need him for. TCU at home, probably the same way. I think the 10th or 13th, around a month off, you will start to see him back for conference play. I do think he is playing again this season. I just think it's middle of January.
I do think he's going to play again this season. I just, man, that one, you got a top five team coming into the building. That's a game you should be targeting to try to get him back. I'm with you. You should expect to beat UCF without him. There's certainly enough on Kansas's team to beat UCF. You got TCU at home. The West Virginia game, I think, is a little bit dicey, especially for a team that just can't really shoot it. Like, you go on the road in conference play, you and I both know you can get beat. The other fan base storms the court. That happens. That's going to happen every Saturday in the sport. That home game against Iowa State, you need Darren Peterson there to win that. And that's why when people bring it up, oh, why don't they just shut him down? They don't need him. Man, the goals that KU fans tell me are important, you do not accomplish them without Darren Peterson. All the things that you guys put up banners for, you are not winning the Big 12 if Darren Peterson is not playing. You are not winning the Big 12 conference tournament if he is not there. You are not making a deep run and going to Final Fours and winning the national championship if he is not there. So KU only has one option. Try to get him healthy and try to get him in as many important games as possible. You're not even worried about the seed. I mean, no one thinks KU is going to be an 8 seed in the tournament. So if you end up being a 3 seed or a 5 seed, what does it really matter? As long as Darren Peterson is healthy and can finish games for you in March when it really matters, you'll end up being the dangerous team that nobody wants to play in your region that probably got underseeded, and you're going to have the best player presumably on the floor for all of those games.
We see this 100% the same. I don't know KU, even with Darren, is good enough to win the Big 12 because, man, Arizona's a lot better than I thought. Arizona's really,
and
really.
And Texas Tech is better than them without him as well.
I think Texas Tech's probably similar, but with Darren, I would take Kansas or Texas Tech, but they're in the same tier. But you're right. KU without him is probably a 5 or a 6 seed, and they probably win a game and give someone a run for their money in the NCAA tournament. With him, they're a 2 or a 3. So I know it's been annoying for KU fans and probably more annoying for non-KU fans to talk about Darren Peterson since he's played a handful of minutes. They don't do anything special this year if Darren Peterson's on the floor. And I will say, in the handful of times you've seen him play, the Missouri game, the NC State game, like the North Carolina game, you can tell he is different. It's just you haven't seen 40 minutes of it at any point this season.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you'll take a good 25 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's basically what the NC State game was. I mean, he played what, 21 minutes?
Yeah, and as great as Marvin Council was, you don't win. If Darren Peterson is opting out of that game or can't play in that game, they don't go on the road and beat NC State. They needed his 22 points. Now you got 40 from Melvin Council, but yeah, you don't win that game without Darren Peterson 22 points in the first half of the game. Not at all.
100%. I mean, the Missouri game. The Missouri game was, you know, a little bit back and forth. KU was a little tight throughout the game. Darren had 17 in 20 minutes.
No, like, he did. I mean, he was
one of the reasons why that game was comfortable late is Darren Peterson was in the game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean they're probably going to blow them out anyway. Missouri stinks.
I wouldn't hear. What happened against Illinois?
They stink. He's just sent us.
By the way, if you're a K-State fan, you got to be so happy that we don't talk about Jerome Tang's team, who also stinks.
I mean, they're firing their coach, too. Missouri might fire their coach at the end of the season. So might K-State. Might both be looking for a coach. Missouri might honestly be better if they had Jerome Tang. If they switch coaches, Missouri might be in a better spot. Missouri hasn't beaten one decent team all season. We're heading into the first of the year. They don't have one good win. They've beaten Minnesota at home. I guess that counts. They got Florida Saturday at the crib, though.
You betting on that one being the first good win?
No, not picking Missouri to beat. They might go winless again in the SEC. That's how we had to end the year. We had to end the year with that. Forgot the clock. Had a poor clock awareness. Didn't know what was going on. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for making it a great 2025 for the show. We'll be back in 2026, locked and loaded, ready to go, and ready to talk NFL playoffs and college football playoffs as well. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care of yourself. From everybody here at 96.5 The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week,
I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.